Hey, Farm Talk from Minot, North Dakota, at the KMOT Ag Expo, the largest indoor farm show in the upper Midwest, a good time had by all, and we've got a bunch of people here again today. This is always amazing that at the end of January, all these folks got to come out and see everything, and it is a great event. Good to see everybody face-to-face again, and once again this year broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth. And from Legacy, Bruce Kaltza joins us now. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, how's it going, Mick?
Well, it was good. It was a good day again today.
Yes, it has been. You know, I drive way out here to Minot, and I think, boy, I'm not going to see anybody I know. And holy buckets, people from the eastern side of the state that make her all the way out here for this. Everybody wants to do something, right?
You bet. Cabin fever always is serious about this time of the year. So, and this year especially, where we've been cloistered at home for, you know, this pandemic does not want to go away.
Pandemic, and then the month of January has not been temperature friendly for us on the east side. I know that.
No, I think yesterday morning it was 21 below in northern Iowa.
Oh, so, boy.
And eastern South Dakota, plenty cold. So, Minot, a nice warm day today. The sun is shining. Just a great day to come to a farm show.
You bet. A lot of traffic today. It's been good. We've had some people stopping by the booth and a few seed orders and adding to some more orders. Some customers have already stopped by and changing some things up, so it's been a great show and glad to be here.
And they're interested in silage corn out here.
Yeah, silage corn. We were just if you want some, you better take now because there's only this many bags left. So we're getting down towards that end, and guys are finishing up plans and getting things so they know where they're going in the spring.
A lot of challenges with forage, whether it's hay or alfalfa, ditch hay, but silage, everything was reduced, and so was the size of the cow herd a lot in this part of the world, and so it's important to them moving forward into the future.
Yeah, we're seeing that guy that we were just speaking to here a while ago, and of course he's going more silage, right? Because he's like, yeah, I had this silage last year, and the last 4 or 5 years it's been plenty of acres, and now last year I had to almost chop twice as many acres to get to the silage pile that I needed to have to feed the cattle. And you know, and like you said, herd reduction. I know my niece is she's just across the border into Montana and down in that Ekalaka country, and it was a hard year for them. They weaned off the calves, sent them to town, and then the cows went on the trucks right behind them, you know.
Wow.
So kept about 30, 40 head of bred heifers that they're going to try and buy feed for, because they just literally did not have anything. They didn't bale up one bale, you know. So.
Wow. And that's sad. That is, I mean, we talk about the tough times of the homesteaders or the sod busters and the folks who went through the 30s and the greatest generation, all that. Boy, there were some steel people that went through 2021.
Yeah, you bet. You know what I mean? It's not like they run 50 head as a herd. You know, they're running about 300 head, and so they sent a lot of cattle down the road, and of course, that's tough. You know, you spend your life trying to build that herd, and then things change, and now you got to start all over again. But, you know, hopefully, like we said, like you and I were talking, there's some moisture in the Rockies, and hopefully when them storm fronts come over, they'll bring us some moisture, because it's surely well needed in this area.
Yeah, so help the cattle producers out there, folks. Go to town and have a steak tonight.
There you go. It's always good. That's what we haven't been disappointed yet since we've been at the show, have we?
No, this is, although mine ended up with chicken last night.
Oh, you had chicken last night. Yeah, I did that the night before, so now I did the steak last night, so it was good.
So support the poultry producers, too. It's all animal agriculture, so.
There you go.
Corn and beans. Now, with soybeans, you guys had the top three yield at the NDSU plots this year. What a flag to wave.
Yeah, it is. It's when you work hard at with your breeders and trying to pick genetics and find products that'll work in your region, right? I mean, you can have a variety that might work good in this line across in Michigan, but does it work good here in North Dakota where we're at and where we're focusing? And so for us to be able to have three of them on the top of the end of NDSU's trials, highest yields they've ever had. I mean, what an honor. But it just makes you feel good, because then it tells you what you're doing in your seed production and your seed choices is working out, and it's good, and you're bringing forward the best products you can.
Darn tootin'. And next year, 2022, We're going to get some rain. Let's go for 100 bushels.
Yeah, imagine that. I mean, like I said, what a year to have all of them up in the 90 bushels, you know, 99. That one, I think, was 99.4 or something like that. It's like, holy buckets, I wouldn't have thought it would have happened last year. But
yeah,
but it did. And so, hopefully we get some more moisture and better yields all across the board.
Have all the discounts, the early order discounts, or some of the cash discount other thing, have all those evaporated yet?
No, absolutely not. We're still going strong at Legacy. We're still at a 7% cash discount right now through the end of this month, and still have cash discounts after that. Drops down to 5% after this month, but they're still there. And we're working with producers and getting those orders in and getting things taken care of.
If I'm walking down the sidewalk, there's a $5 bill laying on the ground, I'm going to stop and pick it up. So
yeah, that phone call I just got off, a customer called back. I sent him a text this morning, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to send that check in today, and get it done. So, those percentages all add up, right? So,
oh, yeah. And again, we talked earlier today about weed management systems in the soybeans, especially what guys chew, the traits that they're choosing is all a lot of it based on the weeds that they have.
Absolutely. I mean, you get, different guys are, fighting different things, whether it's kochia or ragweed or what it is. And that's where they're selecting their chemicals that are working on those products. And it's just nice as a small company to be able to offer everything that's out there, right? We still have actually one Roundup Ready soybean that's in our lineup, and everyone's like going, what? You haven't gotten rid of that? Well, it yields and it works. And then certain guys and have the right rotations, they might not have the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can save some money, with their chemical, and it's working for them. So we're still hanging on. We're that small company, like I said, that does what everybody needs in our region. And we're local people, and that's what we're concerned about.
All right. Well, we've got Rodney Agnes up here from the Langdon area, and then you, cowboy Bruce Culseth from the Thompson, North Dakota area, and Legacy Seeds based at Alice, North Dakota. And we love broadcasting from you guys' booth, all the shows that we go to, so thanks for that.
You bet. And it's fun to have you guys in our booth. You guys got everybody over here doing their interviews, and then we get to visit with all our friends in the same industry, because everybody's just good people, and we're all trying to do the best we can.
You bet. All right. Well, we didn't talk much about corn, so what you got? Anything brand new in the corn seed business?
We do have some new corns. We've got new 85-day corn and a new 79-day corn that we're bringing through, some different traits, right? Mm-hmm. We're trying to go into some different areas and see where we can. You're always trying to improve, right, and get better. And so we've got some 295-21 that's really done well, and it's held its own with other ones and has some cheaper trait marks, so we can put that corn out there at a discounted price,
And what is the day length width on that?
We're looking, that's about an 85-day corn.
Okay.
And so it's kind of in my region in the wheelhouse there in Thompson, and have a new 79-day corn from the same genetics pool, and that's working well up in the northern part for Rodney up around Langdon. So yeah, new stuff coming all the time. When I started this corn deal years ago, and it was like, oh man, we're never going to get 150 bushel corn and 160, 180, and then it's 200, and then we're seeing these new genetics come out even in the 78-day, 77-day, and it's just exciting, right? Because it always keeps improving. Here we are. I mean, I've probably been doing this for over 15 years, probably getting close to 20 now if I really did the counting, and it's like it's still improving every day, and that's exciting.
And you're getting trout traits in soybeans, which will allow for drought areas like the Western Dakotas.
Absolutely. That's, when I was a kid back in the Bowman area, I never thought there'd ever be corn out there, right? We grew a little bit of corn because we wanted some silage. And now these guys are growing corn out there, and they're hitting 100, 110, 115 bushel. And I know people are going, well, that's not very good yields, but if you've been there and you understand how things are going, a little less fertilizer, a little cheaper land rent,
less tillage and everything.
Less tillage, less fertilizer they're putting down. They're not fertilizing for 200 bushel corn,
Yeah.
And so they're able to make money at it, and that's exciting.
Yeah. All right. Legacy Seeds. How do guys get a hold of or find you guys?
Hey, look us up on the web, legacyseeds.com. Everybody's on there. They'll get you to the right people. Give me a call if you're interested from any area. We'll get to you. We just had a guy we called the other day from Turtle Lake, and he's like, well, how am I going to get my seed? I said, we'll put it in a pickup and bring it to you, right? You'll be fine. We go everywhere. So give me a call, 701-741-2473, and we'll get somebody out to you. We'll get her taken care of.
Gotcha. And the office number in Alice is?
701-689-6501.
Gotcha. All right. Cowboy, Bruce Culp says, sorry, we're out of time, but I can't ask you about how you got your cowboy nickname. But we'll talk about that next time.
There's another story.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, and again, great to see you.
Yep, nice to see you too, Mick.